to number 10, the petition to modify the possession requirements for walleye and Lake Francis Chase.
Yes,
this was a head scratcher for me. I ain't lying to you.
No, Mr. Chairman, this next petition was brought forward by Mr. Tom Steinhauser. Hope I pronounced your name correctly, Tom. And I did see Tom was on the call, and he is with us today to visit with you commissioners about his petition. And so I think with that, we'll turn it over to Mr. Steinhauser, give him an opportunity to visit with you and the commissioners about his petition, and then I'll follow up from there. So, Tom, are you on the line?
I am here. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Thank you for joining, and please go ahead and introduce yourself and go ahead and explain to the commissioners your reason for your petition.
Well, thank you for letting me be a part of this. My name is Tom Steinhauser. My wife and I own and operate Platte Creek Lodge in Platte, South Dakota. And we've got a regulation down in this body of water on Lake Francis Chase, which during the winter, we have to keep the first four fish that we catch, whether that be a six-inch walleye or whatever it may be, you have to, once you pull it up, you have to keep it. And what we struggle with here with that law and that regulation is just the economic impact. As people will call and want to come here and fish, they see our pictures and whatnot that we post, and then you explain to them that you need to keep the first four fish. Well, they're not too excited about that because they traveled, say, from Nebraska, Iowa, wherever, South Dakota. They have to keep those fish. And so they might be done in 10 minutes, and they can't really do much the rest of the day. So it's kind of been a struggle that we deal with.
Anything else, Tom, to share with the commissioners?
Well, like I put it in the petition, I mean, there's a couple of different things that I wrote in there about, you know, I mean, it's this kind of, you know, we can go in our boats and fish that same water. Let's just say the ice went off the following day, and we could put the boats in and fish that same depth of water and not be in, and be able to catch and release all day long in a boat. But once we get on the ice, we have to keep those four fish.
Okay. Thank you, Tom, for joining us today in the submission of your petition. Mr. Chair, I'll certainly chime in here unless you or any of the commissioners wanted to ask the petitioner any questions.
The burning question is, you know, how long has it been in effect, and who came up with it in the first place? Because I wasn't aware of it. I would have been breaking the law had I been down and stayed at the Platte Creek Lodge. I would have probably been the guy with one fish in my bucket and fished all dang day. So I please just get enlightened me on how this was brought up in the first place.
So, Mr. Chairman and members of the commission, give a little background again on this particular rule. And Mr. Steinhauser is correct. In administrative rule, it actually states, didn't know I was a rapper.
That would be a thing.
That would be something. In Lake Francis case, I'm going to paraphrase some of this, but while fishing through the ice from east-west Gregory Charles Mixed County line downstream to Port Randall Dam, an angler may not return or release to the water any walleye. So referencing what Mr. Steinhauser was describing to you, the first four walleye you catch, you retain and keep. So this particular rule was actually put in place back in 2001, and just giving you a few highlights from some of our fishery staff that they provided to me. And this was a concern that was brought forward by some anglers of post-release mortality, concerns of pulling fish up from 25, 30 feet of water. Bottom line is fish staff described to me this is a social issue. This is not a biological issue. It's not one that has a negative impact on the number of walleyes in the area. But it is one that was brought forward by several anglers to the commission at that time, and hence why that regulation was put in place. Interesting enough, back in 2018, we did a public opinion survey down in that area and asking about this regulation as well. And 58% of the anglers who responded were opposed to removing the regulation. Again, that was back in 2018. Our staff have been talking about this for some time. In fact, that year, part of that public survey, there was even consideration by some of our fish staff bringing it forward again, but based on the results of that survey, they were honestly a little hesitant to bring it forward as a potential recommendation. Our staff shared with me also, as Mr. Steiner brought the petition forward, that this is one of their items that they have on their list again this year to look at in terms of fishing regulations, and whether it is necessary to have them on the list in administrative rule. Again, our fish staff tell us this is a social issue. This is not a biological issue. And so for all those reasons and the petitioner bringing this forward, Mr. Chairman and Commissioners, our recommendation to you would be to accept this petition and put it out there for public comment and see what our anglers believe down there and others that go in that area to participate in ice fishing for walleye. Again, based on the fact that we believe this is primarily a social issue, it would make sense then to let the public speak to you, the commission, about it. And if there's the support for removing it, then that would be the final action to take. So, Mr. Chairman, I'll turn it over to you, but our recommendation would be to go ahead and accept this and take some input from the public and see what their perspective and thoughts are.
Questions for Tom? Commissioner Whitmer?
Commissioner Whitmer. Yeah, thank you, Tom. Is there any data that the fishery was enhanced in any way by, you know, not releasing fish that are probably going to die? You know, should they? I've seen that where you bring up the fish for the biological thing that happens with them sometimes. Is there anything that's been improved biologically with the fishery in general because of that?
Commissioner Whitmer, not that I'm aware of, but I will go back and ask the fishery staff on that as well. And if they have anything, I'll make sure to share that with you as a commission body. But they certainly didn't mention any of that. They, again, stating that it's not a biological issue, you know, it's not hurting the population by any stretch. I can't say that it's enhancing the population, though, either.
You know, the acres of water that we're talking about as far as the fishery out of the 700,000 to 800,000 that we have in the state, I mean, it's got to be kind of a unique.
I don't have the acreage, but what's also unique about it, this is the only place in the state where we have this regulation in place. There's no other body of water where the regulation says the first four walleye you catch, you have to retain. So it's very unique.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Seconded. Any comments on the motion? Seeing none, all in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. Thanks, Mr. Steinhauser, for your participation today. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, one more petition.
Before we do, maybe.
Sure.
Well, what we've done here and how long it takes before it could potentially.
Yeah, thank you. That's a really good point. My apologies for that. So with accepting the petition, this will start the rule promulgation process, which we will put out for a public hearing and public notice to take public comment. That would take place that at your March commission meeting. We'll take it up as a finalization. Should you approve it at that point in time, then our next step would be taken in front of the Interim Rules Review Committee in April, which is their next scheduled, or we anticipate their next scheduled meeting. And then should it go through there, then it would be filed with the Secretary of State and 20 days later become finalized as a rule. That all being said, the important point to understand is that even if it goes through that whole process, if there will be no change for that fishing regulation to be changed for this ice fishing season. It would be in effect for the 2022-23 ice fishing season. It's just the steps and the process and the time that it takes to change administrative rule. So it would not change for this year, but it would be in place for next year should it go through that finalization.
I thought that was an important part to point
out. Thank you.
I can't be that, held accountable for that, but the law of the land can stand until next year's ice.
Right. Correct. We have several steps
through a rule promulgation process to take before a rule is actually officially changed. Okay?